702.
WhatsApp Profilwe on 072-702-1702.
And at 7:50, you're listening to the Saturday edition of Weekend Breakfast. I'm very, very excited to welcome on the show Matsi Modise, an entrepreneur and entrepreneurship activist. Usually in this part of the show, we do our small business wellness check, and where we invite you to share your story, your journey as an entrepreneur, as a small business, and talk about how you've either had to pivot and change how you operate during lockdown, during this pandemic, and whatever lessons you've been able to extract from this period, whether the experience has been good or bad, but to share and create a community of people and entrepreneurs and small business people that talk to each other and learn from each other. So I'm very excited in this regard to talk to Matsi Modise in this segment of the show. Matsi, welcome to Weekend Breakfast.
Good morning, hello to all your wonderful listeners.
You know, Matsi, obviously listeners will have heard the promo that is running on 702. You are the face of this NetBank Business Ignite initiative, and the call to action has been put out there for business owners to share their stories, and you know, they'll have a chance to win one of these three incubation packages to bolster that business during this time. And we'll get into the details of that, but I'm keen for you to first of all answer for us this idea of what an entrepreneurship activist is. What kind of task do you have on your hands as Matsi Modise operating in contemporary South Africa?
Yeah, so you said I'm the face, but you know, the word that came past my mind was I'm the passion behind this initiative.
There we go.
I'm the passion. Somebody who's an activist is somebody who's just so passionate about a cause. Somebody who feels that they will do whatever, they will engage, they will understand, they would, you know, fight in essence for the rights of those that are impacted. So I think being an entrepreneurship activist is something that comes very naturally to me, because I do feel it's one way of how we can empower ourselves as young South Africans, whether we as women, whether as people, you know, giving ourselves the ability to provide for ourselves, you know, contributing towards the growth of our country. And it's a function of how do you enable people to do that? How do you give them the skills, the tools, the exposure? Because we know it's not an easy thing. We know South Africa is a very dynamic country, but the struggle that we are fighting now is an economic struggle. Mm. How do you ensure that, you know, the small businesses, the people that have dreams and aspirations are not left behind? The doors that are, you know, that are very difficult to open, the networks that are very difficult to, social capital that they don't have access to, how to ensure that we provide that for them. So that's something that comes very naturally to me. And it's like, I do fight for a cause, and the cause is how do we empower small businesses and entrepreneurs in South Africa.
So let's very quickly look at the sort of high level work that you've done from a policy perspective, and engaging people either in business or in government. What sort of conversations are you having there? And then we'll bring it back to the Business Ignite.
Sure, and this is something that started 10 years ago when I decided to leave my investment banking job, because my dream and vision and passion and purpose was bigger than that. Sure. And since then, I've been doing work with the South African Black Entrepreneurs Forum, so going into townships and ensuring that instead of people having to come all the way to Sandton to get opportunities, to bring them into the Sowetos and you know, bring them into the townships, to connect them to the corporates. Since those early days of the South African Black Entrepreneurs Forum, and then since 2015, I've been involved with SIMODISA, which is an industry association. So we've been doing a lot of work around policy reform in the intellectual property space, because we feel that South Africa is very unattractive to investment. South Africa is very, very difficult to when it comes to red tape. South Africa is very, very difficult for you to actually build a business that is global, because the policies and regulations make it very difficult, make it very expensive, and they're not accessible. So we've done a lot of work around policy, done a lot of work around the Section 12J, which is how do we bring more investment for small businesses with their tax incentives. It's something that the government did eventually say, okay, fine, we've heard you guys. we're going to give tax incentives for people that invest in small businesses. So we have what you call the fiction property. And then also, just looking at reviewing the Intellectual Property Act. So I was quite involved, belonged to that panel that was able to do that, Intellectual Property Act. We also have been trying to tackle funding in South Africa. We know that we call it the 80-20 split, whereby there's 80% of funding available, but we only get 20% of it. And 80% goes to people that administer the funding that we're supposed to get as small businesses. So we're very much involved around ensuring that what is due to us is there, because we are the ones that are building the economy. We are the ones that are creating the jobs. And at the end of the day, we just don't feel that government is, in essence, putting us as a priority, because we do add to the taxes that we're spending. A lot of it, because it's just ridiculous. The people that actually contribute towards the taxes are the ones that are not necessarily put as a priority.
Yeah, I mean, I love to see that the passion is there, the fire, the energy, and the work has been put in. It really, really is inspiring, Matsi. So, as the passion behind the Nedbank Business Ignite campaign, talk to me about the kind of ideas that you're hoping or aim to impart to the people, the businesses that share their stories, the businesses that may be part of that incubation process, because of course we're living and operating in extraordinary times right now. What are you hoping to impart to them and leave them with, so that they're that much more resilient and come out at the end of this pandemic and the economic repercussions of it strong and still there?
Yeah, great question, because that's the aim and the purpose of the campaign and of this business competition, is that we are not looking for survivors. We're looking for companies that are going to thrive. We're looking for companies that are going to go beyond coronavirus, the pandemic that impacted my business. It's a coronavirus, it's a pandemic that enabled my business. Coronavirus is a pandemic that was able to allow me to change direction. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to put a digital strategy in my business, but now I'm forced to put a digital strategy into my business, and it's allowed me to be efficient. It's allowed me to scale. So we're looking for stories of success. We're also looking for businesses that have been run properly. One thing that I'm seeing now is that if you have been dedicated to ensuring that you run a good business, you're compliant, your systems are in place, your accounting is in place, you are probably a company that is going to do very well through this time and beyond, because now you can actually access the support that's available. Now you've got systems in place that are going to assist you, and not just fumbling around, running around, trying to put your company together. So we are looking for businesses that have run themselves. Yes, we do have a bit of a threshold, but when we're looking at the entries, we tend to say, but this is such a good business, and given the support, the exposure that we'll be giving them, the guidance and the mentorship that we're going to provide, we will put them forward. So the threshold is between 2 million and 5 million. But yes, some of the companies that we are going to push forward that are going to be profiled are companies that are making some form of turnover, they are profitable, and they do have that potential. So we're looking for stories of success, not pity parties. It is a terrible time right now, but I think the people that are going to make it beyond are those who are optimistic, are those who are seeing opportunities, are those who are not seeing this as the end, but a time of endless possibility.
Matsi Modise, thank you so much for your time this morning. And of course, look out for that Nedbank Business Ignite with 702 as that campaign kicks off.